steel industry and the battle for jobs. The massive job cuts and plant closures in the UK steel industry reflect the underlying fragility of the capitalist world economy. But workers and the affected communities don't have to accept the inevitability of cutbacks. Through the trade unions, a fight back can be organized, which puts center stage the need for nationalization of the industry and a socialist plan of production. Socialist Party members have been campaigning to pull together a fighting working class response. A community facing an uncertain future of perish, Socialist Party Scunthorpe. I've been hard at work campaigning in support of the Tata Steel workers in Scunthorpe who are facing job losses. Scunthorpe already has a high level of unemployment, so the 1,200 job cuts between the steel plants in Scunthorpe and Lanarkshire could be the death knell for our community. Fortunately, the community has come out to support the faltering steel industry with demos, posters in every shop window, and banners at football games reading Save Our Steel. The Tory leader of North Lincolnshire Council has welcomed her government's promised £9 million to retrain former steel workers. But retraining them for what? £9 million for the redevelopment of a post-industrial town like Scunthorpe is nothing. I've been in Scunthorpe's town centre collecting signatures for a Stand Up for Steel petition. Someone asked me who I blame for the steel crisis. I told him that I blamed the system and the constant drive to chase after profit. He told me he didn't think much of Labour as an alternative to the Tories. On the first Saturday I petitioned, there were a lot of steel workers who came out to join us, and some brought their families along. The second Saturday seemed to consist more of activists than workers. Charlotte Upton, a steel worker and Unite Union rep who has been in negotiations, urged people to chant Save Our Steel. A rep of the Train Drivers Union, Adolf, talked about the ramifications of job losses on other industries. Local Labour MP Nick Dakin turned out to show his support. Other activists discussed the need to bring the steel industry back under public ownership, a suggestion which was met with applause from the crowd. On Thursday, the 22nd of October, me and two other Socialist Party members from Sheffield set up a Socialist Party stall. I have never seen a stall so busy. We had to go back to the car to pick up more copies of the Socialist as we kept selling out. Our petition, which was more specifically about nationalizing the steel industry, received a lot of support. Following the stall, we then gave out Socialist Party leaflets to steel workers coming off shift calling for nationalization of the steel industry. Solidarity with those fighting to keep their jobs in Scunthorpe, Lanarkshire and Redcar. Workers' action and nationalization needed. Matt Dobson, Socialist Party Scotland. The Socialist Party Scotland's campaign for nationalisation of the steel industry, in the wake of the threatened closure of steelworks in Motherwell, Dalzell and Cambus Langclyde Bridge, has received a massive response from the affected working class communities. Our stalls in Motherwell, Glasgow and Paisley have been regularly mobbed, with hundreds signing our petition demanding that the Scottish National Party SNP government save jobs by nationalising the plants. Hundreds have bought copies of the Socialist, and thousands of leaflets have been distributed. We have also leafleted shifts at both plants. There exists a mood for a fight back in the communities, if only a lead was given by the trade unions. Frustratingly, this has yet to take place. Nobody expects anything from the Tory Westminster government, but the SNP, which has not yet ruled out nationalisation, but has stated its preference for finding a private buyer, is becoming a target of anger and frustration. One steel workers' partner told SBS activists leafleting the Motherwell plant, "I joined the SNP after the independence referendum. Me and all my pals voted for them in May, when Labour got a kicking. We thought the SNP stood up to big companies in the referendum for the working class, but what are they doing about this? This has been going around for months about Tata pulling out. Nicola Sturgeon, SNP First Minister, needs to act now. If they can't nationalise these plants, how can they convince anyone of independence?" The statements of the leaders of the trade unions, community, and Unite have rightly called for the Westminster and Scottish governments to intervene, but this has not been a clear call for nationalisation. A mass fight back called by the trade unions could link up the fight of the steel workers and against austerity locally. The Labour Council in North Lanarkshire should set a no-cuts budget and refuse to implement austerity, mobilising a mass campaign in support. Such a stance should demand support from Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn, elected on an anti-austerity ticket. Full article on www.socialistpartiscatalan.org.uk. Looking after number 1. Weeks before the official announcement of job losses, a community union representative contacted our local radio station to call for lower electricity charges and business rates for the steel industry in order to save jobs at the Scunthorpe Tata Steel plant. The union rep declared that local councillors were also backing this call. This was just before Tory Chancellor Osborne's budget, which included a cheaper rate for energy bills for large business consumers of energy. Peerage. Around the same time, Liz Redfern, Tory leader of North Lincolnshire Council, was questioned on local radio regarding her plan to cut council jobs and workers' pay, terms and conditions. Only weeks before the official announcement of steel job losses at Scunthorpe, David Cameron made Redfern a baroness. Back in November 2004, the local Scunthorpe Telegraph newspaper, under the headline "Rates Blow for Leader," declared that the new acting leader of North Lincolnshire Council has not paid business rates for her company for almost 10 years. The district valuer's office confirmed it would not be able to get the couple, Liz Redfern and her husband, to repay any of the money. As the law states, arrears could only be backdated to the beginning of this financial year, which started in April 2004. Amid the uproar of an estimated 25,000 jobs disappearing in Humberside due to the knock-on effects of axed steel jobs, Cameron sneakily handed Baroness Liz Redfern the job of heading the new Tory task force to direct the retraining of the jobless for jobs that do not exist. Janet Gibson, Socialist Party Humberside.